man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those windin' old boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome to the show, folks.
I have a good friend in New York City. He never
this is
by my name.
James Kelso here on April 26th, 2018. You're tuned into the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. I'm coming to you live from North Dakota, the least visited state in America. And invite you, wherever you may be, to participate in the show tonight by calling in at 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. This beautiful signal is being beamed to you from the sprawling Republic Broadcasting Network complex of stainless steel and glass and brick down there in Austin, Texas. Hundreds of engineers busily handling all of the radio shows that we're sending out. And it's supported all by your contributions to what is, in fact, and that's the remarkable thing, is that John Stadtmuller has built an actual bricks and mortars radio network. It's not yet the height of Trump Tower. Doesn't have the stainless steel facade yet, but we're on our way. We've got a bricks and mortar Patriot radio network. And what's a network? It's more than a station. It's more than a podcast. It's actually a network. And John's job, one of his jobs, is to find radio stations and outlets through which this signal, including your phone calls, can be heard by many thousands of people. Isn't that cool? So that's what you're supporting when you send in your contributions. And I love the offers that John has been putting up. And you can find those at republicbroadcasting.org. Let's see. Tonight, let's do an update on the Trump phenomenon. And I'll also do a preview of what's coming up for me this weekend. I'm going to be at the American Renaissance Conference west of Nashville, Tennessee. And I'll bring you from that conference, I will bring you, let's see, in tomorrow night's show, I will, let's see, for Friday night, I think I'll be able to call in a live report from the American Renaissance Conference tomorrow night at our regular show time, would be 8 to 9 Central Time, Nashville Central Time. So I'll be there from 8 to 9, and what will be going on tomorrow night from 8 to 9? Well, I think we'll be right in the meet and greet portion of the event. So I'll be able to bring you a pretty lively radio show tomorrow night. Then Saturday, we'll have our rock. Go ahead, engineer. Then Saturday we will have our roster of speakers, and I'll get to that in a moment. And I'll report to you on Sunday. I'll have 2 hours on Sunday to let you know how the whole event has gone. And I'm thinking, where will I be? Okay, Sunday, I'll have to coordinate with the engineer, but I may be able to do 1 hour of live radio and then actually have to have the engineer plug in something for the second hour, because I think I will be in the airport, actually at the airport, ready to come back to resume broadcasting here in our Trump Phenomenon show. So anyway, all of that's coming up, and there'll be a lot to report from this event. Jared Taylor's American Renaissance Conference is probably all sold out right now. I don't know. But if you go to amren.com, you may be able to find that there are tickets available if you want to attend. I'll give you another idea for something you can do, and that is on June 15, 16, and 17 in the very same location, Montgomery Bell State Park, in just west of Nashville, Tennessee. Hey, come on down to the American Freedom Party conference, which was being held in partnership with the Council of Conservative Citizens. And I'm the director of that event. So when you call me at my phone number, you got to have a pencil handy here of all these numbers and dates and locations. 701-317-5317. That's my phone number. It's all over the promotional material. You can find it at our website, theamericanfreedomparty.us. Call me. Folks are doing it now every day, throughout the day and into the evening. Call me with your requests, what you want to know, information. You want to buy tickets, I'll get you tickets. You want to sit at a particular table, you want to meet somebody, I'll make sure all of that happens for you at our event at Montgomery Bell State Park, which is about as great a location as any Patriot event has ever been held in. In fact, I know of no greater location in which I've ever participated in a Patriot event. The hotel's right there, the restaurant's right there, the conference hall's right there, they're all in one building. It's all set in the woods over a lake, beautiful fresh air, half an hour outside of Nashville, Tennessee, in the beautiful rolling Tennessee hills. It's beautiful. And it will be serene. It will be peaceful because the security from the Tennessee Rangers and State Park Police is magnificent. So you can bring your spouse, bring your kids. It will be a wonderful weekend. Hey, there's Paul Fromm coming in. Hi, Paul. Thanks for joining us.
I've been there a number of times before for American Renaissance conferences, and I can't say enough about what a great location it is.
It is, folks, and it's the best. You know, Paul, you've been everywhere at all sorts of events and so on. I don't want to sound like I'm engaging in hyperbole. Am I too far from the mark in saying it's the nicest location we've ever had events in?
In terms of like the Euro conferences and AMRAN and so on, it's a beautiful rural location. It's safe. It really is delightful, and the food there is very good. It's cafeteria style, but don't let that discourage you. The food's really good. Can't say enough about it.
Yes, and it's even. And if you don't want the buffet, which is cafeteria-style buffet, very good cooking, the kitchen is right there on the other, at the restaurant, and they have a menu. You can order off the menu. You can order anything you want. The chefs are right there. You can lean into the door and say, make sure that steak is, medium rare. And you can ask. They'll cook anything they want, and it's Tennessee down-home cooking. That you get there, and that part of Tennessee is a mighty white place, so you can fill in the dots there for yourself. That's part of the joy of being in this location, is that it's us. It's just us at this location. So and it's an easy. It's just the right mix. It's not in a city. It's just outside of a very nice city, Nashville, which is not too big. It's just outside. So, and then the speakers list, there will, I'm thinking of, I get confused between our event in June and this event starting tomorrow. Let me go to Jared's speakers list here, and I'll tell you who he's got lined up. and who I'm going to be hearing from and reporting about to you. Here it is. Let's see what he says. See if the event sold out here. Where's the promotion for it? The promotion bite me down, meaning it might be sold out, and therefore he's not taking reservations. Let's just see. I'll get a little bit of a scale here. Let's click on the... It's looking kind of like it's sold out because I'm not seeing any promotion. That's a good thing. It's a bad thing if you didn't get tickets, but it's a good thing that he looks like he's selling out. I don't see any mention of the event starting tomorrow. That's pretty remarkable, Paul.
Yeah, that is, and that's really good that people who are maybe relatively new may not realize what damage was done 2 years in a row when venue after venue canceled on Jerry Taylor, and we managed to have an event in 2010 at the fifth. Well, actually, it was in a banquet hall at an Italian restaurant, but it was very much salvaged at the last minute. But we probably had maybe a quarter of the attendees. Registered attendees could attend. Many when it was canceled, they may change their travel plans and didn't come. And then the next year, the venue was canceled again. A small group of people met at two separate venues. But after that, Jared had a lot of rebuilding to do because even many, you know, the faithful people, especially if they come from quite a distance. And AMRAAM conferences bring people from across North America and often participants from Europe. So, if you were going to fly in from California and at the last minute you hear the conference is canceled, you may end up losing your airline ticket or the money you paid on that. So it took a while to rebuild the confidence. People are loyal to the cause, but you know, they can't endlessly take financial hits. And that was a big problem that Jared had because he had to have a place that would not cancel. Well, that's hard to come by because quite clearly contracts with hotels meant nothing, even though there were penalty clauses in there. The scumbaggedness of corporate America is atrocious. So a contract means nothing. This was an inspired solution. I think we both know who suggested it. I don't know if we want to say it on the air, but it was an inspired solution of creative thinking by one of the giants of our cause.
Yes, and so here we go. Now, I'll tell you, I'm going to be researching this in the next break here. Actually, there's no mention of the event on the website. So I'm a little bit concerned. I'm taking it immediately to be good news, which is it's all sold out and they don't want to encourage more people to try to get there.
Oh, you're right,
but, I hope that's what it is. So I'm checking my email pretty frantically in the next break and also looking around for any news in that regard. I did get a call from the office, Jared Taylor's office, the day before yesterday, with some excellent news on how well secured the event is going to be. So there we go. Let's go to Trump news and the Trump era. There are some excellent stories to cover here. I like this one here. The Homeland Defense Secretary, Kirstjen Nielsen, says, this is reported by Neil Monroe, one of the great Breitbart reporters, Migrants seeking asylum at the southern border must ask for asylum in the safe countries they transit, says Homeland Defense Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen. And then quoting her, she says, individuals of the, quote, caravan, unquote, seeking asylum or other similar claims should seek protections in the first safe country they enter, including Mexico, Nielsen said in an April 25th statement. Now, This is international law, folks. You, as if you claim, of course, all these people are fake refugees. Come on, what a load of crap! The whole refugee scam, folks, from start to finish, top to bottom, stem to stern. Every single one of these refugees is a fraud. I guarantee it. And so the whole idea of accepting refugees should simply be canceled. I can think of only one legitimate source of refugees right now, which is South African farmers. That's the only legitimate refugee on the planet that I can think of. And, of course, they're the only ones who can't get refugee status. Isn't that strange? With the exception of Australia, which is welcoming them. And that's only just started. But here's the point. International law says that if you are supposedly a refugee, let's just, for the sake of argument, say they actually are refugees, meaning they're actually fleeing some intolerable circumstance. They can't even live in their home country. They're being persecuted, attacked, shot, tortured. Okay. They are required by international law to seek asylum in the first safe country their foot steps in. That's the law. They're not allowed to do asylum shopping, looking around for the nation that has the most pretty Swedish girls, or the nicest Swedish welfare program, or the most free Swedish apartments. You're not allowed to shop around for Sweden or shop around for Germany. That's what they're doing. And that's what this caravan of bozos that's approaching our border at Tijuana, they're from Honduras and El Salvador and Guatemala and so on, supposedly. You know, no one ever knows where they're from. I mean, you have to take it on faith. They don't have real legitimate paperwork. So you ask them, where are you from? And they make something up. And you have to then make your own best guess. But they have passed through. They have transited Mexico, which is not a country from which you can claim refugee status. So they must go to the Mexican consulate or embassy and say, I'm a refugee. Register me. And so that's exactly the strategy that our Homeland Security Secretary, Kirstjen Nielsen, is taking. I think that's good, Paul.
Yeah, this is long overdue. And we have the same arrangement with the United States. And our government is just absolutely failing to enforce it. What has happened is, as Haitians, El Salvadorians, Guatemalans, people from Nigeria became a little nervous about Donald Trump a year ago in January. Our stupid prime minister tweeted out, if you are fleeing persecution or whatever, you are welcome in Canada. Diversity is our greatest strength. All are welcome. Well, people got the message and started trooping north. The problem is, they should be rejected on exactly that grounds. If they're in the United States and they think they're a refugee, they've got to make their claim there. But what they do is they don't cross at a border crossing. They simply walk 100 yards down a field and cross across the field. There are a lot of unprotected areas along the Vermont-Quebec border and along the Manitoba-North Dakota border. And so the approach of the Canadian government was, well, they didn't cross at a border crossing, so we actually don't know where they came from. Well, I mean, that's simply playing silly bugger. Of course, we know where they came from. They didn't fall from the sky, and they didn't get on a big pogo stick in Mexico and pogo jump all the way across the United States. Of course, they came from the United States. And the conservatives in Parliament are urging the government to declare the entire border a border crossing. So it doesn't matter where they come across, they've got to be sent back. But what we see, at least in Canada, is the absolute failure of the government. They actually don't want to enforce the law. They can't replace us fast enough. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, and now we're going to talk a bit about the caravan now gathering at Tijuana. We'll talk about it right after this break. We've got Chris in Las Vegas holding. Stay tuned.
Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
We're back, folks. We're covering the story here of Kirstjen Nielsen, our Homeland Security Secretary, pointing out that the right thing to do with the caravan at the border, she says, is turn them back. She says that they should apply for, if they claim to be refugees, their proper asylum request is to be lodged with Mexico. The article I'm reading here at Breitbart points out that all of these people have actually been granted visas by the government of Mexico to transit Mexico. They already have an official relationship with Mexico right now. And that's part of the hostile. That's an act of war by the government of Mexico against you, folks. For them to grant a visa to transit Mexico to invade America is an act of war. And that's what the Mexican government, that has been their relationship with us for our entire lifetimes. I was born in 1948. It had already begun then. So here's an article by an important authority on the subject, Jessica Vaughn, who's the Director of Policy Studies at the Center for Immigration Studies, CIS. She says, in an interview with Breitbart, she says that these people there are a number of things to be done. I don't think the government wants to tip their hand too much, because there's also a caravan of lawyers that's been recruited from the United States to go meet the caravan of migrants. And I don't, you know, I don't like this word migrants, folks. They're not migrants. They're not, you know, Canadian geese. They are immigration invaders. They're, I like the term we had when we were kids, Paul, illegal aliens. That was the term for these people, illegal aliens. But that's not politically correct. Then it was illegal immigrants. That's not politically correct. So now it's migrants, kind of right up there, close to just one step away from being tourist or neighbors. And then he says, Vaughn recommends denying the caravan's migrants entry to the U.S. and having them wait in Mexico while federal authorities process their anticipated asylum claims. You know, this is going to be a real party down there, folks. Imagine all of these hundreds of worthless dirtbag attorneys who are going to show up, you know, trying to recruit a client. And probably financed by George Soros. Soros probably has a policy for every Mexican that you help, or there are actually a lot of them are Mexicans, for every immigrante that you offer legal assistance to, here's $500. Maybe an open offer from Soros. So she says they should set up, they should be ready, they should have tents and a camp ready for these people. Then she goes down. Vaughn explains how economically driven migration does not amount to a legitimate pursuit of asylum. They're coming for economic reasons, she says. I understand the administration understands this. Mexico gave them a visa to be in Mexico and offered them the opportunity to apply for asylum in Mexico. So there's no reason for them to continue on to the United States. They've been offered safe haven, and that can be factored into how we treat these cases. Vaughn described the immigrant caravan as a challenge to American sovereignty. This is a test of our resolve to enforce the border and enforce immigration laws. The organizers are trying to make a scene and make the Trump administration look mean and heartless for denying these poor people who walked all the way from Honduras for the chance to live a better life here. And let's just add a little caveat here. They didn't walk all the way from Honduras. They've been riding trains gratis, courtesy of the Mexican government. They can ride buses or trains for free anywhere they want in Mexico. As I said, this is an act of war against us. Vaughn warned of the potential for violence if the caravan of migrants are denied entry to the U.S. These migrants, she says, are props of the caravan organizers, and they think they're actually going to get in. And it could get a little bit ugly if they don't. Then she says, I think the vast majority of them are simply going to be turned around. I hope so. If they are not, then this is a real breach of trust with the American people, between Americans and the Trump administration, because the administration has been talking tough. And it has to turn out to be not just trash talking, but actually enforcing our immigration laws and not allowing a group of demonstrators to basically force their way into the United States just because they want to. So I like this story. And this gets, folks, unfortunately, there are so many legal. This is where the attorneys are going to become a nightmare. Every single one of these people is going to be held to have the right to go all the way to the Supreme Court with multiple appeals. So it's going to get interesting. Be right back after this break. I will catch you, Chris, in Las Vegas right after the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
I've got so sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being.
We're back, folks. Now, we're speaking about immigration. We'll continue with that, but first, let's not keep Chris in Las Vegas waiting any longer. Chris, you're on the air.
Well, thank you so very much, James, and I certainly observe that you are right on point with your observations. This is truly a militant invasion masked as migration. Anybody that's an American can clearly see this, except for the left-wing extreme fools who want to view it in some other light to try to fool the rest of us who actually have a brain to think with. And to think that we can let this onslaught of weaponized humans come across the border to further overload our broken-down system in the Cloward-Pleven model of pressure from above, pressure from below, until you implode the system so it comes apart at the seams so you can really build it in the communist manifesto mode they want to bring here into America so feverishly bad is just delusional. And I think that finally they're doing something at Department of Homeland Security besides promoting this sort of insane behavior. If they can stop them at the border, that's part of why they think they sent the National Guard troops down there, was to repel this invading force.
Yes, indeed, Chris. And now, you're there in Las Vegas. Let me just take a guess. Are you standing near the spillway of Hoover Dam? Because that's what it sounds like.
Well, I'm traveling on the roadway. Sorry for the road noise. I am moving across.
Have you got your window down?
Oh, no. I'm as quiet as I can possibly get it, but the roads here are incredibly noisy. You know, whenever you divert the money away from the projects that you've sought the HERF funds, that's the highway usury funds, that are trapped onto the gasoline taxes. Here, gasoline's over $3 a gallon now everywhere you go. This is the same policies that Obama had when he was in of making things would cut down on utilization, although it just puts pain and anguish on the poorest people.
Yes, and Chris, the noise also might be that incredible 12-cylinder Maserati engine that you have.
Well, Hyundai Santa Fe today, but I'm getting the air conditioning fixed on my normal ride.
Well, you know, thank you for those comments, Chris. Thank you for those kind words. And the, you know, I love the, you know, if you get a chance to, that front side offer that John Stadtmiller has been offering to
absolutely.
Listeners, you know, if you could check that out, because front side apparently has...
For $500 for a $24,000 commander... ticket that you can transfer to your first heirs, to your son or daughter or friend, if you want to, whenever you get through with yours. Unbeatable opportunity to contribute to RBN, help support the station, and to also glean a great benefit for yourself of being able to learn how to deploy your protective equipment very, very well. Bless.
Yeah. I would love to. I've been out to Vegas a number of times, and I next time I go out, I'll check out Front Sight. 550 acres with dozens of ranges. It sounds very interesting. Well, Chris, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Let's go back to the immigration story, folks. And here's some great news on Breitbart today. Get this, you know, the left wing commie rats that have imposed the immigration invasion on us. And remember, I'm for zero immigration. That's the right immigration to me, zero. And because there's no likelihood that we'll ever be able to get back the immigration policy that we had authored by Madison Grant and signed by Warren G. Harding and Calvin Coolidge, all three men, my cousins. That I don't think we're going to get that back. That was a policy that set a quota of European immigrants that would be welcomed to the U.S. on the standard, on the principle that immigration must preserve the ethnic makeup of America as it was in 1880. Now, if we can get that back, I could go with, okay, let's open up the doors to immigration again. But barring that, I think the right measure is simply to end immigration. And a moratorium on all immigration so that we don't have any, there are no leaks, there are no cracks. And I'll give you an example of how horrible these cracks and these leaks are. The H-1B visa program, unbeknownst to the American people, these thieves, these invaders, these left-wingers who sponsor the immigration invasion, under H-1B, let me show you just how bad this is. I'm looking at a list of the top H-1B visa corporation sponsors in 2016. Right now, in the United States, there are over 650,000 H-1B people. Now, what is an H-1B person? It's an invader who is allowed to stay in the United States for a minimum of 6 years. They get a green card. They have the ability to bring over their relatives. They have the ability to become citizens of the United States very easily. 650,000 of them. Now, Chris just made the comment, pressure from above, pressure from below. These people down in Tijuana, that's pressure from below. Look at the pressure from above. How much do you think at H-1B, these 650,000 people, how much do you think they make a year, these people taking your jobs? I'll give you an example. The top company is Infosys, bringing in H-1B visas. They brought in 2016 over 33,000. 33,000 jobs. The average salary was $79,000. Average. Wouldn't you like to make money like that? Don't you think there are a lot of Americans who would like to make money like that? And you don't think that we can train our own people? Of course we can. The second company, I'll give you one you're familiar with. The second one you've never heard of. The third is IBM. Over 13,000, average pay $83,000. I'll go down to ones you've heard of. Deloitte. I think that's Deloitte Touche Consulting, an accountancy firm. 8,000 people, average pay. How'd you like to get $118,000 a year, folks? Average pay.
And you know, this is all so insulting to Americans and American workers. Is it really the case that there are not enough Americans trained to do the accounting work and the auditing work of Deloitte Touche? Of course not. Of course not. The sole reason for allowing foreigners to do this is probably to keep wages down. Was the experience with the computers in California. They're bringing in computer programmers. Apparently, America didn't have enough. No, what it was is they were bringing in people from India who would work for half as much as Americans.
Let me give you an example of that, Paul. Microsoft in 2016 brought in 5,000 H-1B people. Average pay over $122,000 a year. And where did Microsoft get those people? They spent $1 billion on a Microsoft campus in India, where they trained those people in India. Spend $1 billion. They didn't spend $1 billion on a campus in Iowa. I'll tell you what, my kids would like to make $122,000 a year, and so would yours. And how long does it take to train a computer programmer? It doesn't take 10 years. They come in out of high school. By the end of their four-year college program, they're computer programmers, and they're ready to go. It's not like becoming a doctor. So this is stupid. This is crazy. Ernst & Young, 5,000 people, average pay $92,000. Amazon, 2,000 people, average pay $117,000. There are many Americans who make a fifth of that, a fourth of that. This is amazing. So pressure from above, pressure from below. Apple Computer, 2,000 people making an average of $137,000 a year. Unbelievable. And there are 650,000 of them in the U.S. right now. So, but now let me give you another. Let me give you an encouraging story on immigration. Guess who opposes open borders and immigration? Blacks and Hispanics. Are you ready for that? This program is brought to you, is sponsored by your local airhead, left-wing, Alinskyite, commie rats. It's not supported by blacks or Hispanics. You're going to love this story. Black Americans and Hispanics are increasingly supportive of President Trump's immigration agenda that would raise American wages by reducing the number of legal immigrants that enter the United States every year, whereby currently more than 1.5 million legal immigrants arrive annually. Now, I'm going to get to the numbers. A Harvard-Harris poll, the left-wing poll, reveals that black Americans and Hispanics are increasingly supportive of Trump's plan. And let's get to the numbers. How good are they? They're real good. In total, 65% of blacks support Trump, the Trump program. They want a border wall. They want to end chain migration. They want to end the diversity lottery. 65% of black Americans. Okay, then you say, well, but what about the Mexicans and the Hispanics? They're big supporters of immigration. They want all their countrymen to come into the country.
Their leaders do.
Their leaders do, yeah. guess what the survey from Harvard? 66% of Hispanic Americans support Trump's plan to cut legal immigrations in half in order to raise Americans' wages. Now, folks, this is a brilliant move by Donald Trump. This is an unanswerable argument. You can skewer a Pelosi or a Schumer with this. You say, hey, Chuck Schumer, I want to raise, you're the friend of the worker, right? You're a big union man, right? A big friend of labor, right? And you want to raise wages for hardworking Americans, especially at the bottom, right? And Schumer knows what he's being set up. So he's agreeing less and less readily. And then now comes the, you set him up, you knock him down. And you say, so Chuck, obviously, you understand, you took economics in college, didn't you? Supply and demand. If you cut the supply of cheap labor, what happens? Wages go up. So you obviously would be in favor of cutting the immigration in order that the lowest income Americans could finally get decent wages. Now, that's a beautiful move by Donald Trump. And what he's doing, he's having his cabinet members, his spokesmen and spokeswomen, and he himself is, when he talks about it, he's saying, I want to cut immigration in order to raise wages. It's perfect. It's perfect. And it's the rationale that can't be refuted by a liberal Democrat. They're just stuck slobbering all over themselves. There's nothing they can say. So there you go, folks. 66% of Hispanics, 65% of blacks, they're on board with you on what we ought to do at our border. And so we're just dealing with this elite of deep state people, and we just need to expose them and get them out of there.
Back in 1997, I participated in something called Immigration Awareness Week in Washington, and groups like FAIR and Numbers USA and others were there. But while there and meeting congressmen and so on, I met a small delegation of Negroes, most of them from L.A., and they were strongly against immigration. They said, you know, we're on the front lines. The people pouring in from mostly Mexico, they hit the low end of the wage scale. Young people just trying to get into the workforce, or perhaps people that don't have a lot of training. And I was told those are our people in many cases, and we're the first ones to be swamped by them. So immigration is doing us no favors. Now, you'd never know that from leaders like Jesse Jackson and the Negro Caucus, but that's what the man on the street is saying, and I can see why they relate to Donald Trump. They lose with immigration.
Yeah, and Paul, I'll be 70 in a month. I am ready to enroll on Monday at a computer institute if I can get $137,000 a job at Apple. $137,000 a year job. I'm ready to go, I'm ready to take my classes double time, accelerated graduation. There are thousands of Americans who would do that. This is laughable that they have to be brought in from India and China and Pakistan. This is stupid. It's insulting. It's nefarious. Let's watch the way that Breitbart, being a good patriot media source, how they end this article. They identify the bad guys. They say in his own administration, Trump has had to endure pushback on the immigration reduction plan from allies of the Republican establishment. Figures, and now they name names. And this is where Breitbart's doing their homework. They're finding out who the bad guys are, and they're naming them. It's beautiful. And they're researching them. They're embarrassing them. They're exposing them. Figures like Legislative Affairs Director Mark Short. They have really nailed Mark Short. Budget Director Mick Mulvaney and House Speaker Paul Ryan have failed to push Trump's popular immigration agenda, instead securing a tax reform agenda that is much less influential with voters. Opponents of ending chain migration not only include the establishment media, but also the billionaire GOP mega donors like the Koch brothers. I think it's David and Charles Koch. The Democratic Party, the Republican establishment, the Bush dynasty, the big business lobby, and the open borders lobby. And that's all written by John Binder. That's good reporting. And of course, yes, that's advocacy reporting. That's right. In this situation of circumstance of open warfare in the media, you don't want your media sources just being neutral. The left is going to slant everything they do and lie. We want to deal in truth, but we want to hit hard. So we want reporters. We want reporters that are patriots, and we've got them in our alternative media. We got a little break right here. We'll be right back with one more segment and a chance for you to get in a call. Stay tuned.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A plus. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound?
Yeah, it's time we stop. What's going down? And look what's going down. I'll tell you what's going down here in our last segment. Here's an article at American Renaissance, and I think the event is sold out because there's no news on it at all here. I'll report back to you on tomorrow, Friday. I'll let you know just how sold out it is. But get this. This is the kind of alternative news that you get at a place like American Renaissance, Amarin.com. If that's not on your bookmark favorites, then you've missed it. $46,654. That's the annual cost of detaining one illegal alien. One. The federal government pays a bed rate of $128 a day to house each illegal alien detained by ICE. And that was in 2016. The price has gone up since then. That works out to $47,000. I'll round it off. $47,000 each. And that's not all inclusive of all the costs. That's just the bed rate per illegal. And that's the cost of housing an illegal for 365 days. That's more than the average income of Americans. And, well, you know, and we're talking here, folks, about millions of people. This is unsustainable. We can't engage in this patty cake anymore where we're bankrupted simply by our own defensive measures. We have to have expedited, fast track, get them out of here. We have to have people at the border, the sheriffs who are deputized with the authority to say, you, out, you, out. And then they're launched out of here. and then we have to have rapid means of getting them far away. Not, you know, you're going 50 yards the other way. No, we're taking you, to Timbuktu. We're taking you across the Atlantic. We're taking you across the Pacific in mass fashion. Big ships full of people packed in. We've got to have expedited ways of getting these people out of here. And by the way, that illegal alien who is housed for $47,000, it's not a prison. They're getting square meals a day, probably snacks, probably refrigerator privileges. Somebody's doing their sheets and their bedding and they're doing their laundry for them. Their shirts probably are, you know, nice, kind of starched. They probably have television sets and recreation, phones. They talk with their family back in Guadalajara. Can you imagine it, folks? They're in a federal hotel. They're probably quite happy to be in detention. So, that's unsustainable. That can't go on. That has to end. As Donald Trump said, we're not going to be the stupid anymore. Well, and as Mike Rivera says, you're the smartest people in the radio world. Thanks for listening. We'll see you again tomorrow night. I'll be talking to you from Tennessee. See you, Paul.
See you. Yep. Good luck.
Thanks.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.